Blog Talk Radio.
No!
good evening, and welcome to Women Unified in Christ. We have an exciting topic today. Before we start, we have a few words of prayer. Gracious Father, we come today to lift up the name of Jesus and to give you praise, to tell you thank you for this day, for this broadcast. We thank you for that each one that will come to the line today, dear Heavenly Father, to find about and know about holiness, dear Heavenly Father. So, God, I ask you to go before and move Sadie out of the way, dear Heavenly Father. Let the Holy Spirit come in and use me in the way you would have me to be used. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every person that have tuned in today for Women Unified in Christ that meet twice a month, the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of each month from 3 to 4. So we give God the praise. Today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life. We're talking about holiness today. You know, holiness means to be holy, dedicated, devoted to God, not to us, but to God, distinct and separate from the world's way of living, committed to right living and purity. Holiness is the absence of sin, evil, and wrongdoing. It is being spotless, free from blemish. But holiness is much more than the absence of sin. It is the presence of righteousness, purity, and godliness. When we become Christians, God make us holy by forgiving our sins. He looked at us as though we have never sinned. And some of the words we'll be using throughout our topic today is holiness, complete, holy, and unholy. You know, as I was thinking on this topic, on holiness, and what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life, you know, I turned over to 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. And the Bible say, we are writing to you who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he did all Christians everywhere. Over in 1 Corinthians 6 and 11, the word of God say, but now your sins have been washed away, and you have been set apart for God. Here they're talking about all who believe in Jesus Christ are made holy. Well, I went over to Ephesians also. And the word of God say in Ephesians 1 and 4, long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Today we are talking about holiness. What does it mean to be holy and live a holy life? You know, we all hear the expression people tell you when they see that you're holy. They say, oh, there go that holy, holy than thou, or that holy roller. You know, holy and holiness quite unpopular in recent times. However, holiness is actually a wonderful word. You know, in the New Testament, the Greek word meaning for holiness means hagigmos, mean holiness, and denotes separation from everything ceremonially impure. It was normally used to describe the priesthood and everything involved with worship. Because God is distinct from everything common, he demands that nothing common or impure taint the worship of him. Jesus affirmed his distant nature of God. when he taught his disciples to pray in a way that the Father name might be esteemed for what it is. He said, hallowed, mean holy, be thy name. You'll find that in Matthew 6 and 9. In the book of Revelation, the Father Mara perfection is extolled with the threefold a scripture of holiness be round from Israel. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. You'll find that in Revelation 4 and 8. You'll also find it in Isaiah 6 and 3. You know, similarly, the holiness of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is exerted in the New Testament. You'll find that in Luke 1 and 35. Also Luke 4 and 34. You'll find it in Paul, as Paul was talking over in Acts, the 3rd chapter and the 14th verse. Also the 4th chapter and to 27 through the 30th verse. And what I'll do, I'll turn over to Acts in my Bible for those that may not have their Bibles right at their fingertips. So I'm going to turn over to Acts, the 3rd chapter, and the 14th verse say, but ye denied the Holy One and the just and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. Over in the 4th chapter, and the 27th through the 30th verse, this is what it's saying. For of a truth against thy holy child, Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, was gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hands and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threaten, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word. And verse 30 said, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. We're talking today about holiness. What does it mean to be holy? And live a holy life. I'm bringing you words from the scripture. The writer of Hebrews 7 and 26 and John ascribe holiness to both the Father and the Son. Since the Spirit come from God, this clothes his holy character and is the dynamite of God's holy purpose in the world. He also is absolutely holy. You'll find that in Matthew 1 and 18, 3:16, also verse 28 and 19. Luke 1 through 15, also Luke 4 and 14. So what I'll do, I'll go over to Matthew 1 and 8 for those that may not have their Bibles right there at their fingertips. Okay, let's read 1 and verse 18. And now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Over in chapter 3 and verse 16, the word of God said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And over In chapter 28 of Matthew's, let me turn over there, just in case you don't have your Bibles to follow with me. Chapter 28 and verse 19 say, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." My. And then we went over to Luke chapter 1, verse 15. And the word of God says, "For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drinks, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." My. We're talking about the Holy Ghost today. Holiness. Holiness is right. We're going to go to Luke, the 4th chapter, and turn over to the 14th verse. And the word of God say, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round and about." My. We're talking about the Holy Ghost, holiness today. You know, the common title, Holy Spirit, emphasize the perfection of the third person of the Godhead. You'll find over in John, the 14th chapter. I'll turn over to that. That way you can see what I'm saying is coming from Scripture. The 14th chapter and the 16th verse say, "And I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter, and he may abide with you forever." And in verse 17, it says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, but he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." My. And in verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." My. I'm going to stop right there for a few minutes in case anybody on the line would like to say something about holiness. And what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life to them? If it's anybody on the line, I have my switchboard up. I can see you. Best press 1 on your keypad of your phone. And I would love to hear from you. Anyone that would like to talk about holiness today and what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life. I know you that's holy on this line, that have the Holy Ghost. I know it's something that y'all would like to say or contribute to the broadcast today. I'm waiting to hear from you. I'll give you a few minutes and come on and hit 1 on your keypad or your phone, and I will surely bring you in. All right. I have someone. You are now on, caller, 8555.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. This is Cynthia. I just want to say that the scripture said that no man shall see the Lord without holiness. Mm-hmm. And that's a promise here and a promise in the afterlife. And it helps mm-hmm. us. Being holy doesn't necessarily mean, like to say, with what you're wearing, but it's a heart change. It's a cleaning of the heart and the mind, that you become holy. It doesn't matter what you wear on the outside. Mm-hmm. That's only temporary. But what's on the inside when the Lord changes you, That's what makes you holy. It's the working of the Holy Ghost and the promises that he gives us. So that's what, you know, a lot of people get that confused about, you know, I'm going to start doing good. No man can do good. Only, you know, even Jesus said only, you know, there is no one good but the Father.
That's right.
So we need to get it right, and we need to go back to simply with the scriptures and stop trying to make a whole lot of out of it, and it's not. Just get back to the basics and get
that's
it straight.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, caller. I'll just stay on in case you want to say something else. I have your hand is up, and I'll bring you back on. Over
Amen.
In Ephesians 5:25-27. Let me turn over to that real quick and tell you what it's saying a little bit. Hallelujah. I'll break it down. Let me turn to it in case someone may not have their Bibles with them right then. All of them. So Ephesians 5:25-27 say, and I know a lot of you are going to say, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and give himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Verse 27 says, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You know, here he is talking about he gave up his life for the church to make her holy and clean, to present her to himself as a glorious church, without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. You know, to be holy mean that God look at us as though we have never sinned. My. Over in John 17:7, let me turn over to that one. Hallelujah. Give me a few minutes. Trying to make sure I had all my scriptures ready, right where I could turn right to them. Okay, John 17:7 says, for those that may not have their Bibles right with them today, now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. You know, when over in 17, sanctify them through thy truth. The word is truth. You know, here John would say, make them pure and holy by teaching them your words of truth. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to teach the word of truth, spirit of truth. He don't want to get up there wishy-washy, but he wants us to come from the word, which is the truth. You know, we grow in holiness by constantly learning the truth of the Bible and living by them. You know, I went over to 2 Corinthians 7:1, and let me turn to that one. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the of God. You know, we grow in holiness by working hard to keep sin out of our lives. My. Well, we have some more people have come on. Anyone that would like to talk on what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life and holiness, just hit one on your keypad. And I will surely bring you in for my switchboard on this end. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, over in Romans 12:1-2. And I'm going to turn over to Romans 12:1-2. And read 12:1-2. And read what thus saith the word. Not what me say, but what the word is saying. Okay, 12, 1 and 2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, I plead with you today to give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind he will accept. Not man, but what God will accept. How can we hope to live holy lives on our own? It is not possible, but we are sinful people. But we can give our bodies to God as an offering, a living sacrifice to him. He will help us to become holy. Only God can do that. He will be the one that will help us to become holy. We can't do it of ourselves, but we have to live as close. No, we are not perfect. We are making mistakes every day. But these are some of the things I'm pulling from Scripture. What does it mean to be holy and live a holy life? For a lot of those that just coming on the line, anybody would like to talk about holiness today? Just hit 1 on your phone, on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. You know, over in Hebrew chapter 10, and I'm going to turn over to Hebrews and read what it's saying, because we're getting a lot of information today from these scriptures that will help all of us along this Christian journey. So Hebrews, the 10th chapter, let me turn right on over to that, and the 12th through the 14th verse, it says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, forever sat down on the right hand of God, for henceforth expecting till his enemies made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. You know, here they're talking about our high priest offered himself to God as one sacrifice for sin. By that one offering he perfected forever all those whom he is make my. You know, holiness here on earth is not perfected. It is striving for purity. However, God promised that those who are believers will one day in heaven be perfect. My. You know, today we're talking about what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life. Holiness. And a lot of people like to call her that spoke first online today. She told y'all about holiness, what God was saying, how God expects us in holiness. And when you think about that, anybody that would like to say something on it, I'll stop a while so I give somebody else a chance to talk about holiness and what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life. I know if someone listening in today would like to chime in on this broadcast, feel free. Hit 1 on your keypad, on your phone, whether it's a cell phone, a rotary dial, just hit 1 and I'll surely bring you in because I have you already showing on my screen here. You know, God does holy work through unholy people. Over in Exodus, the 28th chapter, verses 1 through 2, I'm going to turn over there to that and see what it's telling us today. I'm bringing everything from Scripture. That way y'all don't have to say, well, Miss Sadie, overseer, I'm reading what the words say today on this here. That way it won't be no mistake. I'm reading what the Word of God is saying in the Word of God. Exodus 28, verses 1 through 2. And take thou unto thee Aaron, thy brother, and his sons, that was more than with an S on it, with him from among the children of Israel, that they may minister unto me in the priest, more than one priest offering, even Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, and Aaron's sons. And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, for glory and for beauty. You know, here they're talking about your brother Aaron and his sons. His son, he had 4 sons. And they will be set apart. Here God says he's setting them apart from the common people. They will be my priests. God was making them in the Scriptures his priests. God knew the future sin of these men. He already knew. When he ordered them set apart to become his ministers, in the same way he will use us if we consecrate ourselves to his service and ask him to cleanse us. My. Here he was using and can use today common people. He know what they sins is, but here he goes set you apart for his work. If anybody would like to come on and chime on that, hit 1 on your keypad. I will be glad to bring you in. You know, I kept thinking that and reading that. You know, in the New Testament, holiness also characterized Christ's church. The Apostle Paul taught that Christ loved the church and died for it, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water from the word. And you can find that in Ephesians 5:26 for those that have their Bible. Peter addressed the church as a holy people in language borrowed from the Old Testament, separated from the unbelieving nations, and consecrated to the Lord. The church is a holy nation. We are the church. It's not the building. It's us, y'all. We are the church. We go to the building that make up the church, but really, we are the church. He's going to consecrate us and bring us forth. 1 Peter 2:9. Let me turn over to 1 Peter 2:9. First Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation. That's us, y'all. A peculiar people, that you shall show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. Called us out, you all, to his marvelous light. Compare Exodus 19:6. But the New Testament more often discusses holiness in relation to individual Christians. Believers in Christ are frequently designed as saints, literally meaning holy ones, because by faith God justified sinners, pronouncing them holy in his sight. You know, but however, the God who freely declares a person righteous through faith in Christ commands that he believe progress in holiness of life. God graciously provides the spiritual resource to enable Christians to be partaker of the divine nature. Even in Peter, 2 Peter 1 and 4, it says, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise, that by thee ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corrupt that is in the world through lust. We're talking about what it means to be holy, live a holy life, and holiness. We're combining all that in this topic today. Our tag words that you will be hearing throughout as we go forth in scriptures is holiness, complete, holy, and unholy. You know, thus our journey as believers is one of holiness, learning about and becoming more like Jesus, casting off any unclean or impure impediment in walking the way of Christ. And if anybody would like to say something, feel free as I turn to more scriptures. Feel free at this time. Just hit one on your keypad. And the first caller you are on, if you would like to say something, area code 855, last four is 8555, if you would like to say anything else, while I'm turning to just some more scriptures to read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we'll go on to some key verses that I'm going to read to you from the Bible, which will be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, the 19th through the 22nd verse. And it say, being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members, meaning more than one with the S on it, servants, meaning with the S on it, to uncleanness, to iniquity, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit have ye then in those things thereof? Ye are now ashamed, but the end of those things is death. I'm reading you what the word of God is saying today. I'm going to go over to 1 Timothy. The 2nd chapter and the 15th verse say, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity, meaning love, and holiness with sobriety. Excuse me. Let me get a little water. If anybody would like to say something, hit one on your keypad. You know, God is good. As we read about what does it mean to be holy and live a life My. Okay, let's go on over to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I'm breaking it down today. That way you can always go back and read it for yourself and get a clear understanding of what God is saying to you. The 14th verse, Hebrews, the 12th chapter says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness. They didn't leave holiness out. And holiness, without which no man should see the Lord. And then I have 1 Peter 1 and 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. My. I'm going to take me a little water break and play some music, and I'll be back on.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh. Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh.
He's under my feet.
He's under my feet.
God, and thanking God for this time that you set aside to do this. And I've been listening the whole time that I got on, but I was looking at scripture just as you were, and I love doing this with the scripture. It 1 Peter 1:15-16, it says, "But he who is called you is holy." We said holy was set apart. So God is set apart from all other God, all other so-called gods in this world, the small g gods, because he's the big g god. So he has called us because he's set apart. And it says you are also to be set apart in all your conduct. I think I heard someone say something earlier, but I can't remember what it was. But as we get set apart in being children of God, our conduct should start to changing. We should start looking more like the God that we say that we are.
And I think you said somewhere, without holiness, without believing in God, there is no holiness. You can't get set apart from the world by yourself. The devil sure ain't don't let you be set apart from the world, and he sure don't want your conduct being changed to where you look more like God, where you're not looking like the world and everything. And then it says in verse 16, it is written, you shall be holy, set apart. Why? Because God himself is set apart from all other gods and all this stuff that's in the world. There's none like him. He took Israel, our ancestors, and they were supposedly, that he set them apart so that the world could see a different light instead of all the sin that was going on. They had to show the world that there's a better light. That's another part of being living holy. We show the world that there's a better life than what they're living in their sinful flesh once we become children of God, once we're believers. The whole thing is we're set apart to show others, because that's what he did with our ancestors. They were supposed to show others that there was a better way to live, that they didn't have to live doing the sinful acts that they were doing. And as long as they did that, there was no way home for them to God. No relationship can be formed with God if you do not believe in Jesus Christ. Give your life over to him and let him be the ruler of your life, and he will do the changing of your conduct. Then you will definitely be set apart from the rest of the world.
Amen, amen, amen. And as I was, it come back, and I'm glad you came on, caller. We thank you for being on and speaking. Anybody else that want to talk on this, just hit one on your keypad, and I will surely bring you in. You know, on the scripture she was talking, that's the one I had down when we came back from music. 1 Peter 1:15. But now you must be holy in everything you do. Just as God, who chose you to be his children, is holy.
Amen.
And you know,
amen. Confirmation from God.
Yes, you know, God is perfectly holy, and heaven is a holy place. You know,
yes.
Over in Isaiah 6:3, for those that may have their Bibles and those that may not have their Bible, I'm trying to give you scriptures that way you can go back and check them yourself. That way you don't think I'm saying something that's not in the Word. I'm coming strictly from the Word. And the Bible said in Isaiah 6:3, it says, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You know, in a great choir, they sing. And just think about when we get to heaven in Jesus' name. What a time when the choir going to be singing day and night. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Holy, holy. Just think that, y'all.
Amen.
Isaiah 63. And I know a lot of you all know that one. Isaiah 63, I'm going to turn over to it real quick. And verses 15 through 16. And it's saying, okay, that's one too many. Verse 15 and 16 say, look down from heaven and behold, from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory, where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercy toward me? Are they restrained? And verse 16 say, doubtless thou art our father, thy Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledging us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, thy name is from everlasting. You know, God looked down from heaven and sees us from your holy, glorious home. He sees each one of us. He's looking down, seeing each one of us today, this afternoon. If anybody else would like to say something that happened, say anything, hit one on your keypad, your cell phone or your rotary dial. I'll be glad to hear from you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, God who is holy and glorious lives in heaven. His home, which is holy and glorious. To live there, we must somehow rid our lives of sin and become sanctified people. This is accomplished through the great work that Christ did on the cross. And you know, coming down to a close, talking about holiness and what does it mean to be holy and live a holy life, you got to live this thing. You can't play with this. You can't just say, oh, I'm holy, and you're doing everything under the sun. This is a lifestyle that you live every day. No matter where you go, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're in getting gas, you're in the bank, you're on your job, you're in the building with others, it's got to be a separation, ladies, that people can see a difference between you and the sinner. They know a holy and an unholy person. They'll be able to see it. That can be, and you don't have to open your mouth. It's not that you're carrying a book up under your arm 7 days a week, 24/7. But it's your life will speak of who you really are. You don't have to open your mouth and blabber everything all the time. Just your demeanor will show. You know, I can remember, because I'm older than I can remember as I was coming up as a little girl, we knew who a preacher was. We knew who a missionary was, and nobody didn't have to tell her and say, that's a preacher. He didn't have a Bible in his hand, but his life that he led, the things he said and the things he done, you could see the glory over them. But what are the rewards of holiness? This is my conclusion to the broadcast. Over in Acts 20 and 32, you can read that. Let me turn to it right quick. And that way, we're on the same page. Acts 20. Let me turn to it real quick. Acts 20 and verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all which are sanctified. You know, I entrust you to God, ladies on this line, and his message that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance with all those he has set apart for himself, eternity of inheritance. My. When you just think about what you have to look forward to and God's glorious kingdom.
Amen.
He look at us as though we have never sinned. We all have sinned. Short of the glory of God. But he give us,
amen,
we have that avenue we can go to him. Confess our sin. One to another.
Yes.
Confess to him. Ask
yes.
Him. He'll wipe the slate clean. Man will continue on doing it, but not God. God will open the door. He will wipe everything clean. Move it from your mind.
Amen.
Where you never even remember it, just like him. He will throw it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my. Hey, glory to his name today. What does it mean to be holy and live a holy life? And holiness means to be holy, dedicated, and devoted to God, and separated from the world. You got to come up out of the world.
Come on now.
And be separated. The world don't have anything to offer you but sin.
Death.
You know, you used to tell, they talk about us that's holy. They say, oh, there go that holy roly. There go that sanctified woman or that sanctified man. But when you live in holy, oh, my God. Oh, my. It's not just a word. It's a lifestyle that you have conformed to because you are separated. All that stuff is happening right now in the world. We see it. We see what's going on. But we also read the word of God, what he said, these things will come to pass. But we don't have to be in it just because we see them going on. We got to be separated. People got to see, oh, you know, that young lady and that young man, they're living for Christ. They're doing the things Christ wants them to do.
Yeah.
I can see the difference. They family don't do what they're doing with Bobo Sam Sausage Head and Robert Hood doing down the street. They may have came out the same household, but that young lady and that young man, they're totally different. They're not doing the things of the world. They're trying to reach more souls to bring to Christ.
Yes.
So today, ladies, that's our broadcast for today. Holiness.
Amen.
What does
Amen.
It mean to be and live a holy life? If anyone would like Amen. To make any remarks before we go off, please feel free. Hit one on your keypad, and I would love to bring you in because I know you are burning on this other end of that phone line. You're going to think about, I wanted to say this. I should have said that. Why didn't I say this? Let the enemy take what God done give you on being holy and living holy. Because I know it's somebody, I'm just feeling it in discernment. If somebody want to say something about holiness and living holy for the Lord on this line, I'm giving you a few more minutes before we end the program. For anyone that would like to hit, just those that have spoken, if you would like to say something else, feel free. Before we go off the line, I don't want to keep y'all ladies because I know most of y'all have busy schedules. But I make sure everything is out of the way so I can give God his due justice.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Well, there is nothing from anybody else. We're going to close off the line. Gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast. I thank you for everyone that came on the broadcast. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for those that spoke on the broadcast to him, the Father. I thank you for this topic you gave me to speak on to him, the Father.
Yeah.
Covenant
yeah.
the blood of Jesus. Everyone that may have heard it but didn't respond, that may hear it later in the archive to him, the Father. Let them tune in to hear what thus say the Lord. Not what apostles say to say, but what thus say the Lord. So we give you praise today. We give you the glory today because it's not about us. And as we leave the line, we don't leave your presence to him, the Father.
Yes.
And as I always say, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all that's on this line and listen in.
Yes.
How much really truly love you. I am so without Christ. So I'm telling you, I love you. I don't have to know your name. Don't know have to know your address. But I love you. Christ love you.
Amen.
And I love you. So until...
Amen.
Both Saturday of this month, be blessed for all those that would like to come on Joy and Peace broadcast on Wednesday. Please do come in. You can use that same number. And it's a broadcast from Joy and Peace that comes on every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. So feel free. And if you can't come in on Wednesday, do come in on the second and the fourth Saturday for women unified in Christ. So until
Amen.
Week, be blessed. I love each and every one of you all. And have a wonderful evening and a good Sabbath and a first of the week Sunday. Talk to you all later.
Amen.
Bye-bye.